This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, John sounded happy.
John was happy. John was near a three-point stance at one point. Somebody took a picture in the booth, and John is crouched over. It looks like he's firing out of a three-point stance while we're in the middle of a play. He leans into it, and certainly he was pretty happy on Saturday, as was just about everybody, Michigan fans nationwide, and big win. Now it's off the Big Ten title game. Do you think they're in no matter what, Gator?
Yes, I do. Because they beat Ohio State, and Ohio State is no way to improve themselves. Even if they were to lose to Purdue,
yeah.
It's hard for me to find a way that they're out because, okay, how would it have to happen? USC is likely in right now as the fourth team.
Yep.
So, all right, so who's going to jump? I mean, who's going to be the fifth? Who's going to be in fifth?
The only other option would be Alabama.
Right, which we know Nick Saban's lobbying for it, but a two-loss Bama team is not going to get in over a one-loss Michigan team when Michigan beat Ohio State.
Michigan would have wins over two teams in the top 10 in Ohio State and Penn State, and Bama's best wins would be Texas and Mississippi State, who I think are 21 and 25. I mean, that might change a couple days. It's weird to think that in the end of all of this – that Michigan's schedule and their wins might be better than Bama's, but it may turn out to be the case.
That's because Bama lost twice.
That's
what happens. It's why it's tough when you look at teams that look like they had a real shot, like Tennessee. But then Tennessee not only lose to Georgia, but then they totally fell flat in that game against South Carolina. And what are you going to do? But then South Carolina validates that with a big win over Clemson.
So the question is, when these rankings are released, the only drama is who's five, Bama or Ohio State, because neither of them can improve themselves. So whoever's five is the one waiting in case there's a, you know, there's a trap for I guess TCU and USC.
Well, that's the thing, right? If TCU loses,
I think they're still in.
Probably. Well, they've got the resume where they've beaten. I mean, the teams they beat them when they were ranked in the top 25, but I don't know if any of them are still ranked in the top 25.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much credit you get for that. It's like, oh, hey, we beat Michigan State early in the year when they were ranked 11. Well, do you?
Yeah.
And the Pac-12 has totally cannibalized itself, so they're not going to get another team that doesn't have a chance there.
Ohio State's in a weird position where they almost have to root for Michigan to win so that they don't drop down to four.
Yeah.
You can't, in good conscience, put Ohio State ahead of Michigan. Now.
I would think Ohio State drops to five and that they're the team that, could get in if, say, USC loses.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback, Carson Anderson. Let's go to Doug, who's next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Doug.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, Doug.
Good, thank you.
I just wanted to say, I'm 52 years old, and the way they beat Penn State this year was when I realized that I had never seen anything like that before. Jim Harbaugh is a mad scientist at college football, like John Beilein was at college basketball. He's not getting the five-star recruits, but he's recruiting and putting a system in that can beat them.
But he is getting the five-star recruits. He had a five-star running back. He's got a quarterback. Yeah. He's got a defensive back. I mean –
Not as many as Ohio State.
Well, no, but
yeah, that's my
went
point.
Out and got the best player in the transfer portal on the offensive line. He's recruited just fine.
Yeah, but he's still, it's not at the level that Ohio State has been, and they just drubbed him. So I just think he's just done a phenomenal job. So
took him a while to figure, I mean, is it safe to say that it took Harbaugh a while to figure out college football and how he wanted to approach it? And we talked about, is this, when it got off to a bit of a rocky start, was it going to go the way of Dabo? Dabo got off to a rocky start at Clemson where they were good, but there was always something lacking, and they kept losing to South Carolina, and then Dabo kind of got it up and running, and it feels like it's taken that kind of timeline, and I think Harbaugh now has navigated college football, figured some stuff out, and yeah, I mean, it seems to me, Doug, that he's got some clue on how he wants to put a team together to win at the collegiate level.
Well, maybe the smartest thing he did was listen to his brother.
Yeah.
And go raid the Ravens for a defensive coordinator and then go do it again when you lose them back to the Ravens. So,
well, that's the thing I kind of want to bring up, too, is this is recency bias because of the last two seasons, the success that Harbaugh and Michigan's had.
The best two seasons Michigan's had in their storied, you know, careers.
With that being said, is Harbaugh building something right now where, I mean, it's underreported, I think, he lost both his coordinators and they're undefeated. You know, like not just two coordinators. The coordinator of the year, and then the other one goes to the NFL, right?
Yep.
I mean,
you're right, exactly. I think it's defensively is what's been impressive, right? That defense last year, I still maintain the defense last year is better than the defense this year. They faced more adversity and they came through it. They were more dominant. This one hasn't faced the offenses that last year's did. This is a really good defense, and to go out and get when you lose the defensive coordinator, but you get a guy who's going to do and pick up the same principles and do the same thing. That's really smart. I don't know if their offense doesn't look like it's anything like cutting edge. I mean, they've got great running backs. They've got a great offensive line. And the quarterback play has been, you know, iffy this year. Now, on Saturday, McCarthy hit guys who were wide open in the first half. And I don't know how many big passes he hit in the second half. But he made plays with his feet that everybody's been asking him to do, take off and run. And he did. And it was an adjustment he made, but it wasn't like it was dynamic. He was good. He did what he had to do. But that running game, when you've got your choice between Corm and Edwards, those are nice decisions to be able to make.
Feedback first from Josh. Champ, the Michigan secondary with little or no pass rush, they came up huge. Chump, the Commander's terrible attempt at Sean Taylor's statue looks like a mannequin. Champ, Donovan Edwards making plays to seal the victory. Chump, the Pistons, they are just bad with or without all their starters playing.
I'm going to make a body out of rebar, and I'm going to put a jersey.
It wasn't even
a
mannequin. Yeah, it was less than a mannequin. It was looked like they were showing, like, hey, would you like to buy a jersey and a helmet? It was on display. Like,
did they look like it was on display.
Yeah, did they go to a local like Under Armour store and ask to take one and go in the back?
Hey, come to the Commander's shop and buy a retro helmet. Like, what?
There you go. From Scott, Champ, Donovan Edwards, running like he hates the ground. Chump, yeah, the Sean Taylor statue. Hello, welcome to Foot Locker. Creepy and dumb and, yeah, disrespectful.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.